One thing that I noticed, I was in Leicester yesterday.
Oh, is it's dodgy that?
Dodgy. Well,
why is it dodgy?
Dodgy and risky. It's too many. It's too rough.
What's rough about it?
People.
There's knife crimes and just all that disaster. We don't like it.
You don't like it. But one thing you notice here is that everyone is
friendly
and also English.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Is that a problem for you with Leicester, that there's no English people?
Don't really speak to anyone, so
no, I don't really go Leicester. When I've been,
it's quite busy all the time.
They had riots in Leicester in 2022. My concern is that the more people come in from abroad, the more conflict you get. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think you get conflict between different ethnic groups?
Because some people think they're better than the others.
Yeah, that's arguing. It. We're trying to be above each other, but yeah. I don't think that's fair.
No. Some people should not disrespect this country.
Yes.
What? Who's been disrespecting this country?
Some people. Do you know what I mean? I'm not.
How have they been disrespecting it?
Trying to raid us. Trashing it.
Yeah. Trashing our streets.
Destroying our country, and I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it.
What? Oh, yeah, well, that's good. Well, yes, the grooming gangs.
Peterborough's bad for that.
Yes. What happened there?
There's this one road, right, and it's full of, like...
Lincoln Road?
That's it, and it's full of, like, dodgy people.
Defiles, all that type. It's just dodgy.
It's very known for grooming and
stuff. Yeah, Peterborough's known for that road.
Why? They seem to go for girls that are about sort of 12 to 14.
White girls.
Why do you think they do that? Why didn't they do this?
Sometimes they're an easy target.
Yeah, that's it.
Because nowadays girls wear like
short showy things. But the thing of it is, people should not be targeted for what they're wearing.
And some girls like try and give older men attention, like they walk in front of them and do like a little pose or something just to get their attention. But then it's not right.
Do you think that these foreigners, these Muslims, are more likely to do these things than English people?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, 100,000%.
If you check the news, it's never really
popular for being like English men.
Obviously, there is always some, but most of the time it's not.
Why do you think that is the case? These foreigners, these Muslims, are more likely to do this then?
Normally in their country.
Well, why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I'm not a racist person.
No. Neither am I.
But they marry their cousins.
Yeah,
Pakistans and Indians and Muslims. They are known to be inbred and marry and have and do not PG stuff with their sisters, their brothers, their uncles, their grandmas, maybe even their dog.
And I think it's very, very important that we're outward looking, not introspective. That's all I'm saying.
What about being a balance between outward and inward? If you're too inward, you just become like a pond, essentially.
Yes, I agree.
If you're too outward, then you fall apart and you balkanize.
Well, I think there's a true point to be made that you have to not be too introspective, but you can't be so outward-looking that you don't protect your environment and your people.
Right, exactly.
It's a balance.
This is my view.
It's a balance. Sure, have a lovely day.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Right, then we interviewed two groups of students from a local school in Stamford, approaching the same sensitive topics we'd raised with adults. Ethnic homogeneity and its links to lower crime and higher trust, the potential downsides of even small-scale diversity, controversial statistics on group differences, cultural contrasts like those in China, the riots in diverse Leicester versus the peaceful cohesion here, and the future prospect of English people becoming a minority in their own country. What struck me most was how unguarded these youngsters were. Unlike the adults, who often hesitated, softened their views, or outright self-censored to steer clear of anything deemed offensive, these kids spoke freely and directly. They connected homogeneity to safer, better-kept communities rooted in shared values and trust. Some floated ideas about limited diversity being tolerable, but expressed concerns about the risks, like crime. They accepted that uncomfortable facts, even IQ averages, should be discussed if true. They tied Stamford's lack of riots to its overwhelmingly English makeup, in contrast to more mixed places. There was even a bittersweet take on demographic shifts, disappointment at losing majority status, balanced by hope that mixing would breed future harmony. Their candour was refreshing, a glimpse of unfiltered thoughts before years of social pressure kick in. But the moment the school and parents learned what questions we'd asked, the reaction was explosive.
If an adult came and asked you to do a documentary and asking you political questions that you actually didn't understand, even though you had political views, a lot of it was what people were telling you, what you saw on the TV or something, no idea what was actually being asked. But I think it is unethical for you guys to be coming out here asking kids questions without their parents' permission or presence or anything like that. Well, they're in uniform, right? So when you, whatever you broadcast this, even if it's just on YouTube, you are sending a message that kids from a certain school present a certain ideology or agree with your narrative.
The police would like to know.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Well,
yes,
they would. I have not broken the law. I'm filming.
So you won't tell us what broadcast company you're from?
Why should I do that? We faced an hysterical confrontation. It's illegal to film in a public place. Furious teachers and outraged parents accused us of inappropriately exposing impressionable young minds. Now they've rung the police and no crime has been committed. Complaints poured in with claims we breached trust by discussing such controversial topics with minors. The police even got involved amid the uproar as tensions escalated over whether our approach had crossed ethical or even legal lines. In the end, the raw footage was pulled entirely from the film to avoid further fallout. This is probably the first time the police have been filmed in Stamford in ever. They've come in Stamford ever. You know, they're not needed. Come on in. Is there a problem?
So we've been filming in the street.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.